Welcome to Road to Reality, the radio ministry of Gospel for Asia. Our speaker is the founder and director of Gospel for Asia, Brother K.P. Yohannan. Today, he's going to continue a message that we've called Words of Wisdom. And we'll be challenged to let the Lord direct our lives and to consider what part we might play in reaching people for Christ through missions. Brother K.P. begins by sharing about the person that most influenced him in becoming a missionary.
It's amazing what God will do with one life if you commit your life to Him. You know, you don't have to leave the United States. If God calls you, go, please go. But even if you live in a tiny village in the end of the world that nobody knows nothing about, but if you live for Him with a heart for the world, I assure you, He will take your life and touch the lost world. I talk about my mother in that regard. A woman that she never left my community. She grew up in this tiny village. When people ask me, tell me about where we were born and raised, I tell them to go and watch the oldest black and white Tarzan movie they can find. Honestly. And when I was growing up, there was no electricity, no running water, no roads. You know, I was born and raised in a riverbank and you know, I didn't wear these trousers and all these things. You know, we had wraparound clothes, you know, the native clothes, you know. And if I do that here, you will misunderstand me, so I won't do that. But, you know, I mean, a simple little village woman, she loved the Lord. Her favorite verse, which I heard a million times, Psalm 73, verse 25, whom have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire no one beside you. It was her 3.5 years of prayer, fasting every Friday. Lord, call one of my son to become a missionary. Of the 6 boys, I was the youngest. And the Lord called me to serve Him. And she never thought I would be the one. Because I was very shy, timid, skin and bones, no potential, zero. And she was thinking about all her other boys. But God honored her heart to touch the lost world. She never left my community. I have traveled every corner of my country, Asian nations, around the world. 14,000 full-time missionaries and pastors scattered in 6 Asian nations. 9,500 churches. 7,000 students in the 54 Bible colleges. Daily radio broadcast in 53 languages. A Bible society that produces 300,000 Bibles every 30 days. 74 slums and leper colonies where churches are planted by the missionaries. 50 million pieces of literature printed every year. 2,000 missionaries deployed every year to the mission field where no one went there ever. 6 new churches planted every single day. Close to 1 million baptized believers worshiping the Lord in those churches. My mother never ever imagined that her little boy someday will grow up and lead a mission. Didn't have one clue. At the age of 84, when she died of heart failure, she left not a penny in the bank. For us, the boys, to find out, she was sending her money to Christian workers without telling anyone to get them to the mission field. I just came back from North India, Nagpur, from a pastor's conference with some 4,000 of our pastors. I ran into one young brother from Kerala state, where I come from. I was surprised. I didn't know this. This guy went to Bible school. It was my mother who supported him, and I did not know about that. And he's working with us, planting churches, leading God's work. I couldn't help but cry all of a sudden, because I remembered, after her death, my brothers and I talked about our mother. And the last thing she said before she left us, when I'm dead and gone, the only thing I will leave behind is my wedding ring, my earring, and the gold chain my husband gave me at the age of 19 when he married me. I wanted to sell these items and give the money to preach the gospel among people that never heard my Jesus name. I want to meet them also in heaven. And I had no clue the way she spent her money. And some of her sons thought She was a little eccentric and out of her brain sometimes, because the way she conducted her life, wearing old clothes, hand-stitched, the blouse that was, you know, she didn't do a good job either. And I got mad at her and angry with her one time when I saw that. I was very, very upset, because it's a disgrace on her sons and a shame for us, for a mother to do things like that. Because we gave her plenty of money, whatever she wanted to do. She never needed it. She could buy a new dress every month she wanted. But she never would do it. But we didn't know what she'd do with all the money. But only after her death, in the diary she left, we found out what she did with her money. And now I understood. I couldn't control my emotions. I broke down weeping in that room when I discovered this. She never left my community. She never went to university. A simple little woman living in small place, but she loved the Lord. She never read a missions book. She never heard someone like me come and speak on missions, information from China, Russia, Bhutan, Burma, all this. She had no idea about Dalits. She doesn't know what you're talking about. I never ever saw my mother reading anything else other than the Bible. There was no Christian books or such that somebody gave her to read. No. But she knew the Lord Jesus. And Jesus is a missionary. He came to seek and save that which was lost. He never sought something for himself. One time he walked some 100 kilometers just to minister to one woman. Then walks back. All night praying and weeping his eyes out. And during the daytime touching the lepers and healing the sick. Saying that I must go to other places also to speak and teach. See, that is mission. Mission is not some eccentric, you know, some little American with blue eyes and blonde hair, you know, with helmet, you know, on, you know, going to some African place, you know, coming back with trinkets and say, I saw this and that, and you know, it's not that. It is you where you are. If only mothers, if only you could have little understanding of the kids you are raising in your home. If only. I never forget my little son. He was a tiny little thing, you know, in Dallas, you know, and my daughter. I was gone so much in my home during those early days, especially. But the times I was home, you know, you take kids to bed, you know, you pray with them, you know, I mean, it's a nice thing you do. I mean, I'm sure you do that too. And I remember, not every time, but sometimes, you know, I and go into the room and see the little body of his, you know, laying in the crib, and I pray over him, and how many times my tears fell on his body, crying out to the Lord, dear Lord, would you save him as early as possible? Then I pray you call him to serve you. That's all I ask. As a father coming from India, carnal thinking, my brain, my emotions wanted something else for him. But my heart would cry out, Lord, call him to serve you. I never ever told my son, my daughter, they must go as missionaries. Never. But they saw the times their parents went without food as little kids growing up. Why daddy is not eating today, mommy? Why mommy is not eating today, daddy? And then we have the chance to tell them, well, the reason is there is something happening so serious in Bangladesh. Some major need on the mission field. Daddy thought it is good to fast for the Lord and for the lost world. We never told them to fast. Never told them to give their money. They on their own decided, little kids, tiny little children, go to the street and collect beer cans, aluminum cans, Coca-Cola cans, and say, Mommy, we want to sell these and get the money so we can support missionaries. Those quarters and pennies became part of 4 native missionaries that we began to support on the mission field. I never forget the time when my daughter was going to India to study there and become a missionary. The last conversation I had, Daddy, I'm sorry, I will not be able to give any more money to support our missionaries because I am going as a missionary. I said, don't worry, Sarah. It'll be okay. You see, parents, you never be able to raise your children in godly ways to become committed to Christ and serve Him by giving them 10 more CDs or the latest rock and roll Christian music. It blows their brains out. They understand what they're singing. I'm not against it. I don't understand. They understand it. Some of them are, I'm told, tremendously committed young people with this metal thing, whatever that thing is called. Anyway, I'm an old man. But you know, you never say a word, but they see the world map in your home. They see your facial expression changes all of a sudden from laughter to soberness and tears because you just watched on television 100,000 people died in Bangladesh. Or what's happening in Rwanda or India or somewhere. And you are no more talking and looking like an American or some cultural human being. You look at them with the eyes of Jesus because He died for them. And you are no more having a dichotomy in your life, compartmentalized Christian life, but one and the same Jesus who has compassion for the lost going to hell. And your whole family begins to revolve around a wonderful dream of someday meeting Jesus with the multitudes that no man can number. This is how our life must be.
Thank you for listening to Road to Reality, the radio ministry of Gospel for Asia with K.P. Yohannan, founder and president of Gospel for Asia. We'll return to Brother KP in just a moment, but first I'd like to recommend that you get a copy of Brother KP's popular book. It's called Revolution in World Missions. In fact, we'll send you a free copy. Just visit our website at gospelforasia.org or call us at 866-WIN-ASIA. Again, for a free copy of Revolutions in World Missions, visit gospelforasia.org or call us toll-free 866-WIN-ASIA. And now, back to Brother KP with more about the adventure of walking in faith and serving in missions.
Acts chapter 13. This morning I mentioned if I had an opportunity to go through the entire book of Acts, it's a revolutionary thing. In Acts chapter 13, you find this incredible passage. While verse 2, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So, after they fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. What do you saw tonight? Any church that understand the Lord and commit their life to worship Him, they will experience this. But as they went off, their lives were not at all easy. These people who are being sent out, you know, one of the most emotional experience I have to go through in my life is when I land in some Bible school we have on the mission field, the graduation time. By the way, this month of January, that's right, yeah. And February, then March comes, obviously. March, we have the graduation services for our Bible colleges, students, they're graduating. And the last thing we have is they kneel. And the leaders would come and lay their hand on them, pray for them before they go to the mission field. And what we pronounce upon them or tell them while we're praying, you are being sent out to serve the Lord. When you get to the mission field, dig a grave, cover it up with bamboo sticks and leaves and whatever. If that is a place the Lord sees fit for you to lay down your life, remember, heaven is a much better place than the mission field. You wait there for us and we'll come and see you later. And I have sent out young brothers. Some of them are no more alive. Just heard while I was in Nagpur a couple of weeks ago, one of the brothers we sent out like that to the mission field faced tremendous amount of persecution. Then he wrote a song with a marching order, a song of martyrdom, saying that his life is committed to preach the gospel. If they kill him, destroy him, no problem. Lord, let every drop of my blood become a church and on and on. And a month after that, he laid down his life on the mission field for preaching the gospel. And the Bible College students who are now being trained keep on singing the song, preparing their hearts to go to the field and give their life to reach the lost world. When brothers and sisters are sent out to share the good news in our own mission, leaders like us, we are keenly aware of this one thing, that their lives are going to be placed in major, major difficult circumstances. But as we pray for them and stand with them, we will see great things happen. By the way, I would ask you to take India and Nepal especially as a serious matter for prayer. Why? The 1040 window region, the Asian context, whatever happens in India, it has huge impact upon the subcontinent. Right now we have some 700 million people made of Dalits and backward caste crying out for liberation from the Hindu caste system. Just last year, in one part of India, our own brothers in that one place baptized 17,000 people that came to know the Lord during their time there ministering. But just in this last December, 2-3 weeks ago, the state of Tamil Nadu, with 60 million population, passed a law. If you convert a Dalit, a low caste Hindu, to Christian faith, the punishment is 4 years imprisonment and 100,000 rupees fine. It is like they throw you in jail for 4 years and ask you to pay $100,000 equivalent. And the law is passed. Our brother, 700 missionaries gathered for 4 days of fasting and prayer. The leader, Vijayan, called me up and said, we sought the Lord's face, what we must do in the days to come. Now I'm listening, very curious. He said, without one exception, every one of our senior pastors, our missionaries, stood up, made a pledge to die as martyrs, willing to lay down their life. They will not stop preaching the gospel. They will march on no matter what. Harassment, police catching them, beating them up, Bibles burned, legs and hands broken. Those things are daily events. But they are committed to see this generation come to Christ. And I suspect, the Lord willing, in the next 10 years, we will see no less than 100 million people in India alone will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven is going to be majority population. You wait and see, you wait and see. And you will have to learn my native language then. It's going to be, oh, what a wonderful day to rejoice forever. How do you translate some of these thoughts into practical life? Well, I said enough things that you can do. I find this, for me at least, the more I come to know my Lord and understand Him, the more my heart goes out for the lost world. I don't have to fight over it. The choices I must make sometimes are very painful. I hate it. My flesh rebels. But I find joy in embracing the cross, because the joy that is set before me in terms of people that someday I will see in heaven. And I ask you, if you will cry out to the Lord, seek His face, fast as He give you grace, to know Jesus, not about Him. You can be messed up sometime in your doctrine up in the head, but if your heart is crying out to Him, you'll be amazed how much you will know Him. Then you will become like Him, a real missionary. Secondly, take the step of faith. Not by sight you must live, but by faith. You don't know how, which way, but say, Lord, this is what I can do. I can pray for my son and daughter to serve You. I will fast and seek Your face. Lord, I do not know how I'm going to support a missionary that Brother KP and John Beers and these people talk about. But Lord, by faith, I want to make a commitment, a step of faith. But the Lord must give you the peace to do that, not in the flesh. And as you seek His face, He will do that. Get a world map, put in your house. We have a bunch of world map here. And this is one of the first things some 25 years ago I did in my home, and the Lord broke my heart. Put a world map in your house. You know, the 1040 window region is highlighted. 2 billion some people that do not know the Lord. And become a world Christian. Learn what God is doing and become a prayer warrior. And practical things you can do to get involved with the lost world. Thirdly, you know, people like, you know, in India and these neighboring nations I told you about, you will never go and live there rest of your life in China or India, Bhutan, Burma and all that. But how will they go except they be sent? You have the opportunity, if the Lord gives you the guidance, to link your life with some native missionaries. All night long I can tell you stories of brothers who are winning people to Christ. Some baptism services, 500, 200, 700 people at a time. People that come to the Lord in these nations. Can you imagine that you can have a part by being a sender of one of those missionaries in some of these nations? How do you do that? Would you please decide to help at least one or two or ten, whatever number of missionaries you can? You know, one of the bummer is the Christmas is over and everybody spend all their money to buy chocolate cake and cookies, and you are agonizing over what is going to be life about. Hey, don't worry. God will take care of you. Seek His face. I ask you to write your name and address and make a commitment as the Lord give you the grace to do it. And then bring this card to the table out in the foyer, and we will give you your missionary take home with you today. One or two or ten. Put in the refrigerator, in your Bible. Start praying for these people as they minister for the Lord in these nations. You become the sender of these missionaries, together reaching the lost world. And every penny you send, about $30 a month, every penny you send, go to the mission field to support these missionaries. And you'll hear from the missionary, from the mission field, from us, what God is doing. And even if you don't have any money tonight to give, it doesn't matter. You can get your missionary and send your support later. And usually, within the first year, these brothers end up planting at least one church on the mission field in most places. What a blessing it is. And when they become self-supporting, you don't need to give them any money anymore. And you can get somebody else if you want to pray for them and support them. But in all this, please remember this. Life is very, very short here on earth. Live for eternity for the cause of the lost world. Whatever He asks you to do, obey Him, especially when it costs you pain and agony. The way of the cross always is the way of resurrection and glory. Amen.
A very convicting message from KP Johanna today, here on The Road to Reality, the outreach of Gospel for Asia. And once again, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of Brother KP's popular book called Revolution in World Missions. You can reach us toll-free, 866-WIN-ASIA, or visit us on our website, gospelforasia.org. Brother KP founded Gospel for Asia to train, equip, and support an army of native missionaries to effectively share the gospel with the billions of people currently residing in Asia, those who've never heard about the forgiveness and grace in Christ. We in the West, well, we're blessed to be able to freely hear the gospel, aren't we, in our churches and on programs such as this one. But, you know, there are millions of people living in Asia right now who still don't have access to the truth. And what we'd like to ask of you is that you first and foremost consider what KP has said today. Let the Lord challenge you to take up your cross and follow Him. And then secondly, pray about helping to support a native missionary through Gospel for Asia. You can do this for as little as $30 a month, and 100% of your support will go straight to the mission field, enabling these native missionaries to go out and literally lay down their lives for Christ. You can find out more by visiting our website. It's at gospelforasia.org. And by the way, when you support a missionary, you'll also receive an information packet with the missionary's picture and background. This will help you to pray for your native missionary on a daily basis. If you'd like to learn more about Gospel for Asia, we'd love to send you a free copy of Brother KP's most popular book. It's called Revolution in World Missions. For your free copy, simply visit our website at gospelforasia.org. Or, if you're in the U.S., call us toll-free, 866-WIN-ASIA. And when you're ready to sponsor a missionary, visit our website. Again, gospelforasia.org. Or if you're in the U.S., you can call us toll-free, 866-WIN-ASIA. And then join us next time, won't you, for more teaching and updates from Brother KP here on The Road to Reality, sponsored by Gospel for Asia.